Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da, feels like summer coming through. Sunshine and I hope it's on you, oh yeah. Song intro there, huh? Beautiful day, I'm out in the country today, broadcasting from lovely Greenport, Long Island. And it's gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. You know, it's summer, I'm doing yard work. Yes, I do my own yard work. And that's funny. Anyway, we have to have fun. How are we going to start today's show? I think we have to have a little fun, and I don't know. I got to start it with Bria Skonberg. She's just fantastic. Let's have a little upbeat day. Start with
Yeah, huh. I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny. Never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the sand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time. So remain prepared to go. Even though you might like to see it burn. The nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I want to spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs while you go about creating. Unleash your potency. Make it devastating.
Getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
Thank you for that promo, Steve Mendoza in the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker's in the chat room, too, and Cyanide Marco Polo. Do you play that game over there? I don't know, Cyanide, do you? Anyway, yes, Steve, the Elemental Wizard. I'm impressed. You did a video with him? Which video? Because I'm showing them on my TV shows. So let me know which video you did. Are you in one of them? Definitely let me do. He's done, like, so many. This guy is brilliant. His work is great. His videos are great. His music is great. He's very creative. So let me know which one. Okay, Betty Jo, I'm multitasking here to see who you have on Tuesday. You're so smart because you always email me knowing that that's the easiest way to do it. All right, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Tuesday's show coming up next Tuesday on April 30th. She's so exact. like a professor. She always puts the date. I like that about her. I just say, hey, Monday, Friday, if you're there. Anyway, so Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. This week, coming up April 30th, filmmakers Walter Dominguez and Shelley Morrison. They're going to drop by and discuss Weaving the Past, A Journey of Discovery. It's in a documentary about Walter's journey back through time to connect with his heroic Mexican-born immigrant father. And, okay, is that a book, Betty Jo? I'm not sure. Walter served as a writer-director and Shelley's wife, best known for playing Rosario, the feisty housekeeper. Oh, I love her. What easy, Mr. Grace. I love her. Oh, okay, she was on Will and Grace. Great character actress. I didn't realize that was her. Her name is Shelley Morrison? That's not Spanish. Anyway, it's a labor of love, and they're going to talk about it, I assume, Weaving the Past, A Journey of Discovering. Oh, okay. All right, yes, it's a documentary. All right, this should be interesting. You should post that site to find out more about the film. That sounds kind of interesting there. Whoa! A jump in the chat room. We have Shirtdent1. That's Grace. Sose. Sose, you pronounce it Sose? Oh, I go Soce, like Soce Vote. Voce, soft voice. Specify My Love, was that the video you were on, Steve? You know what, Steve, you might have been on my TV show, but I'm not by my other computer, so I can't tell right now. Welcome, Shirtdent1. I don't know who you are, but welcome to the show. Yo, Shirtdent, everybody's saying hi to you. Interesting, Steve. Small world. Mr. Mendoza, you do get around. Shirtdent, good morning, Shirtdent. Where are you calling from? What village or town? Because, you know, we'll find out.
One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get ya. One way or another, I'm gonna wish. I'm gonna get ya. One way or another, I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna make ya. One way or another, I'm gonna meet ya.
Desperately Seeking Susan, the musical. which played in London and in Japan. Sherdent, do you have a radio show too? All right, how about some comedy? Recently I performed at an event, and just before I went on, I think Steve Mendoza, were you there? The mic went out, so let's have some comedy now. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, and the Steve Mendoza Show. And Sherdent, who might be a radio show too, we don't know. So let's do some Nancy Lombardo comedy.
You like it?
Yeah!
Let me bring out a very loud woman.
Hello.
No mic? Oh, she's real loud. No mic is necessary for the wonderful and talented Nancy Lombardo!
I met him the old-fashioned way.
this, but I happen to have written a song about your life.
I'm telling you, she's one loud lady. Anyway, we're having fun here. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always an interesting show with Betty Jo Tucker. Steve Mendoza in the house. Steve Mendoza. Cyanide, are you glad it's Friday? Are you glad? Yeah, I don't need a mic. But that is my theater training, Betty Jo, as did you have some theater training, too? Do I remember from your book, your wonderful award-winning books that you have? But where is George today? Does anybody know where our Georgie is? It's so not like him not to be here. We'll have to promo him anyway.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Notes of the amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy.
All right, and that's George from Mom Pop Shop, and here's one of his listeners, Hatsumi Yoshihara. Roll the road tonight.
Thank you.
Joe Shahari. I don't know where our George is today, but, you know, he can't be with us all the time. I'm sure he's doing something very funny and important right now. Well, as you know, they dedicated a new library yesterday to our presidents, and all the presidents were together. So I would be remiss if I did not give the women their say.
Husband, too busy running for husband.
Fellow citizens, if I'm elected president, I promise to give you undefiling ample reasons to Edgar Miliak as son of Fortinus, if you vote for me.
Elect us as president, and it's smart thing you've done. You're getting two heads for the price of one.
What this country needs is a woman's touch. Oh, now if I were president...
The people's church. What could be worse? If she was president.
Yes, if I were president. If I were president... President, there'd be at least 10 months of June for folks to spend their honeymoon and night winds all would have the sweetest scent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, silkworms in every house would grow and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president, there'd be lampposts like you've never seen, and streets would all be spotless clean. If I were president, if I were president, I'd have a cure that would work right for those who couldn't sleep at night. The time they stayed awake would be well spent. If I were president, if I were president, the dogs whose habits all are strange would undergo a brand new change, and all day ice cream cone would cost a cent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each bus would have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president, there would be no wrangling anymore, or drumsticks that fell short before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
We reject it!
I propose the program is quite ambitious. There'll be handsome secretaries for every lady's lap, while hubby stays home washing dishes.
We reject it. We accept it.
And for my special cabinet, to give things proper attention, I have chosen certain men whose names I need not mention.
We accept it. We reject it. We accept it. We reject it. We accept it. We reject it. We accept it. We reject it.
For the new regime, the best president we ever had. Olive oil. Olive oil. President? Wow. What president? Olive oil. Holy 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 soul of America.
Anyway, that's for you. So Betty Jo Tucker. Yeah, I love that actress from Will and Grace. That's going to be a good show. Definitely worth checking out. Definitely. I'm not in a, that will be Walter. I don't know if I say his name right. Walter Dominguez and Shelley Morrison. I can't get over her name is Shelley Morrison, and she plays all these Spanish characters. Who knew? All right, and they're going to discuss Weaving the Past, A Journey of Discovery, their inspiring documentary about Walter's journey back through time to connect with his heroic Mexican-born immigrant grandfather. That should be a great, great, great one. And Shelley's best known for playing Rosario, the feisty housekeeper, on Will and Grace. So check it out. Movie at a headquarters, 4 p.m. 4 p.m. on Tuesdays and every Tuesday. And Steve Mendoza's show. Someday he'll have a time for us. And Marco Polo in the house, cyanide from across the sea. I hope you have a great weekend, and I don't know what the weather's like there, but I hope it's beautiful just for you. We're down to the Englishwoman coming on and telling me I've got 3 minutes. So thank you for tuning in, everybody, and we'll go out with a little Scat Nancy. Why not? Nancy Lombardo, your host for Comedy Concert.
I won't stream you.
Thank you for listening.
Of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party. Labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was not even enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right. Oh,